The Victoria Grizzlies weren't expecting it to be a recreational skate to the finish line. It won't be. The Surrey Eagles, after all, were the Coastal Conference and BC Hockey League regular season champions. "We knew they would have pushed back," said Grizzlies head coach Rylan Furster. "That's exactly what the Eagles had in tying the best-of-seven Coastal Conference semifinal series 2-2 on Tuesday night on 3 third-period goals for a 3-0 victory in Game 4 at the Q Center. They, Eagles, are a very good team. They have some slick, skilled and dangerous players. They don't need much to get a chance. The quick and agile Eagles are built for the Olympic-size ice surface in South Surrey Arena. They are built for any ice, in my opinion," said Furster. That was borne out in the second half of the third period as goals by Evan Brown at 10:22, Antti Salamishlik shorthanded at 16:23 and Ryan Evenhouse at 16:48 proved the difference in what was a tight and tense affair until then. The Eagles also have goaltending in droves. Well, at least in a pair. Surrey boasts BCHL first-team All-Star Ajit Gundara in the crease, but on Tuesday instead went with backup Jaden Sharma, who recorded the 31-save shutout. Furster has pointed to goaltending and special teams as keys in any playoff series. The former was again evident in Sharma's shutout performance, particularly on a series of saves late in the second period that took away what looked to be almost sure goals for the conference fourth-seed Grizzlies that would have certainly changed the tone of the game. Victoria goalie Oliver Au-Young-Ashton, committed to Colgate University of the NCAA, turned in another nimble performance with 35 saves. Special teams, however, were a mixed bag for the Grizzlies, with the penalty kill stingy in holding Surrey's potent power play to 0-4. But the Victoria power play allowed the Eagles' shorthanded goal by Salamishlik that was perhaps the fatal and final blow to Grizzlies' hopes on the night. NCAA Ivy League Yale-bound Micah Berger of the Eagles was named game first star for his 2 assists, Sharma second star and Nathan King of the Grizzlies' 3rd star. The series swings back across the strait for the 5th game in Surrey on Thursday night. The 6th game is Saturday at the Q Center and the 7th game, if required, would be Monday in Surrey. "We're in the heart of the series now," said Furster. "Both teams have won games in the other team's building." Meanwhile, the 3rd-seed Alberni Valley Bulldogs have taken the other Coastal Conference semifinal series by the throat with a 5-1 victory Tuesday night. The defending conference champion Bulldogs lead the series 3-0 against the 2nd-seed Chilliwack Chiefs, with the 4th game tonight in Port Alberni. CDH Eam saw at TimesColonist.com.